We continue in Sefer Nefesh HaChaim. We are in Shaar Gimel Perek Yud. Those of you who weren't with us throughout the summer on Fridays, so you'll see that Baruch Hashem we have we advanced. So we begin Perek Yud in Shaar Gimel. Ulefi darkenu beinyan habet bechinot hanal. Shemitzido yitbarach umitzidenu. Shenitba'er. And based on what we've been learning in the past prakim, in this Shaar, that there are two perspectives. There is one that is mitzido yitbarach, from Hashem's own perspective, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is everywhere without any difference. Hashem is Echad. He fills the entire universe and all the olamot, Elyonim v'tachtonim, Atahu Echad kodem shenivra olam, v'atahu Echad le'achar shenivra olam. Hashem is everywhere, the same as he was before he created the world. That's mitzido yitbarach, but that's not something that we can fathom. Mitzidenu, from our perspective, which the whole Torah is built on, there are levels in the world. There's tum'ah, there's tahara, there is chol, there is kodesh. There are levels. There's a place where there's more concentration of shechinah than other places. That's mitzidenu. Yevo'ar od, based on that, we can explain hefresh v'chiluk shel ben habet shemot Hashem and Elokim. So he wants to explain, based on that, the difference between the two names, Havaya, Yudke Vavke, and Elokim. He already gave a pirush in Perek Tet. He said Elokim refers to a force in the world, specifically, and Havaya means that Hashem is the makor, he's the source of all the kochot, of all the sources, of all the energies. But here he's going to look even deeper into the pasuk, on page Kuf Mem Tet, on the bottom. And he says, Kishem Elokim pirusho ba'al kochot kulam. The name Elokim means the owner of all the kochot, of all the energies and forces in the world. Uktzat bi'ur inyano ayen beresh sha'ar alef. And way back in the beginning of the Sefer, in the beginning of Sha'ar Alef, the Nefesh HaChaim already explained what it means that Hashem is Ba'al HaKochot Kulam, that Elokim is Ba'al HaKochot Kulam, is the owner of all powers. Today, in Parashat Lech Lecha, we read a few psukim where Malki Tzedek came out to greet Avram, Avinu. And he said, Uvaruch Avram le'el elyon, kone shamayim va'aretz. Hashem is called kone shamayim va'aretz. And we say also in the Amidah, kone hakol. What does that mean? What's kone shamayim va'aretz? So the truth is, Rashi brings two pirushim. One pirush of kone hakol means that he owns everything. He has a kinyan on Shamayim Va'aretz. Kone Shamayim Va'aretz, he owns Shamayim Va'aretz. Be'alut. Be'alut means ownership. Kinyan. The second meaning is Kone Shamayim Va'aretz, Ose Shamayim Va'aretz. That he created the world. He created Shamayim Va'aretz. These two pirushim are really one. They're really one pirush. Because when we say that Hashem is Ba'al HaKochot Kulam, that Hashem is the owner of all the kochot, of all the energies, this is not the type of ownership that we understand as humans. As a human being, let's say a person owns an item. He owns a phone. So the phone is davar bifnei atzmo. It's something by itself. And you have the person who owns it. But it's separate. Which means it could very well be that either the phone leaves the world before the person, or the person He leaves the room, or he leaves even more, and the phone is still there. The phone is not relying, is not dependent on the existence of the owner. That's ownership in human terms, right? HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when we say He's Ba'al HaKochot Kulam, when we say that Hashem is Koneh HaKol, is Koneh Shamayim Va'aretz, it's interrelated with the fact that He created the world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what kinyan did He make on the world? The kinyan that He made was by making the world. That's the kinyan. What could be a bigger kinyan than having the patent, you know, than making the item that you own? But by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's even more than that. Not only did He create it, but He creates it every minute, every second. Which means, without HaKadosh Baruch Hu's continuing will that item, that bri'ah should continue to exist, it won't be able to exist. Ve'ata mechayet kulam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu birtzono is mashpia shefa chiyut on each thing in the world. Everything is dependent on the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Without the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it cannot exist. So when we say Kone Shamayim Va'aretz, that He owns, He's Ba'al HaKochot Kulam, it's not like a regular ownership. It's the type of ownership that without the will of the owner, there is no item, there is no Bria. So that's how the two Pirushim are connected. Kone HaKol, He owns everything. Kone HaKol, He made everything. Because by making everything, that's how He owns everything. And His ownership is a connection, is supplying constant chiyut to that which He owns, to the Shamayim Va'aretz. So that was all explained in Shar Aleph, back in the beginning of Sefer Nefesh HaChaim. Now he goes a little bit deeper into it. Ubiyoter bi'ur inyan ba'al hakochot, ki kol koach, מהתחתון שבתחתונים עד העליון שבעליונים, because all the כוחות, each and every כוח in the world, each and every force, every energy in the world, from the lowest of the low to the highest of the high, המשכת קיומו וחיותו, the drawing down of the existence of that כוח, the very existence, the maintenance of that koach, who al yedei koach shelemala himenu, comes from the koach that is above it. Shehu nishmato hamitpashet bipnimiyuto. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world in a way that's like a chain reaction. The physical receives its koach from that which is on a higher level, on a less physical plane. And that receives its koach, its power of existence, from that which is above it. And that receives from that which is above it. Which means that the neshama of every koach is the chitzoniyut of the previous koach. Which means the higher you go, the more sublime, the more spiritual it becomes. So let's say, for example, the neshama of a person, right? So there is a guf and a neshama. So the guf is physical, is coarse. What gives the guf chiyut? The neshama. The neshama gives a life to the guf. But the neshama receives its life from something even more sublime. So the chitzoniyut of the neshama is the pnimiyut of the guf. The outwardliness of the neshama is actually the inner power of the guf. The inner power of that neshama itself is the chitzoniyut of the source of the neshama. And so on, up and up and up, all the way till HaKadosh Baruch Hu Himself. Hamshachat kiyumo v'chiyuto al yedei koach shelemala emenu shehu nishmato hamitpashet bipnimiyuto. V'kayadua v'divrei ha'arizal sheha'or u'pnimiyut nishmat kol koach ve'olam hu atzmo ha'chitzoniyut shel ha'koach ve'ha'olam she'alav. V'chen olech al ze ha'seder gavoa me'al gavoa. One level up to the next level. Ben b'chlalut ha'kochot. Now he's going to explain now. This applies to the general categories of kochot that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created, of powers that Hashem created, and in all their details. Which means this chain-like sequence of the upper one gives life to the lower one, and the upper one of that one gives life to the lower one, and on and so on and so forth, that applies biklaliyut, in the general way, he will explain, and bipratiyut, because in general he says, ki klale kol habruim vekochot hatachtonim hem mihitmazgut hadalet yesodot. He says, in general, all the kochot hatachtonim, all the powers that are in the world that Hashem created, are one form of a combination of four yesodot. There are four basic elements to everything that has been created, right? Esh, Ruach, Maim, and Afar. Those are the four basic elements. Esh, that's fire. Ruach, wind/air. Maim, water, afar, and soil. So, arema. Those are the four general elements, basic elements of everything in this world. Some only have one of those four. Some have two. Some are a combination of all four. Different combinations. That's all the kochot shebatachtonim. Veshoresh hadaled hayesodot. Now, what's the shoresh of those four yesodot? So those four yesodot, those four foundations, are the foundation of everything that is in this world. What's the foundation? What's the shoresh? What's the root of those four? Hem me'adaled malachim hanikraim daled machanot shechina. He says there are four specific malachim, angels, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created. When I say angel, it doesn't necessarily mean, an angel with wings and with legs. Not necessarily that's what an angel... Oseh malachav ruchot mesharetav esh lohet. Angels means shluchim, messengers of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Every force of nature is a messenger of Hashem. So every force of nature is a malach. It's Pasuk in Tehilim that we say on morning of Shabbat. Oseh malachav ruchot. The ruach is a malach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because malach means the conveyor, the one who gives over that which Hashem gave him to give over. So he says, something which we obviously don't understand, the four yesodot of Esh, Ruach, Maim, and Afar, where do they receive their chiyut? They give chiyut to everything. Fine. Where do they receive their chiyut? From four basic malachim that correspond to those four basic elements. Shesimanam argaman. He says, in the Sifrei HaKabbalah, you'll see that the names of those four malachim are Rashi Tevot Argaman. There's one malach that has a name that begins with Aleph, one with Resh, one with Gimel, and one with Mem. The Nun is the same malach as the one with Aleph, so basically it's four. Vehadalet malachim elu, and these four malachim, Shorsha midalet chayot ha-merkava. Their chiyut, their life, livelihood, comes from the four chayot, the four living beings that are images on the Merkava, on the holy chariot, as is written in the first perek in Sefer Yechezkel, the Haftara that we read on the first day of Shavuot, right? That on the Merkava, on the Kisei HaKavod, you have four udmut arba penehem. You have the shor, you have the nesher, you have the aryeh, and you have Adam, right? The shor, the bull, the ox, Nesher, the eagle, Aryeh, the lion, and Adam. And as we're going to see a little bit later, each one of those four images really have a face, human-like face. There is a shor, the shor looks like a human, because it's a human that has shor elements to it, shor characteristics to it. And the Nesher also looks like a Pene Adam. The Pasuk in Yechezkel says that all four of them, Upne Adam Lahem, they all have Pene Adam. So these four are the Shoresh of those four Malachim, which are the Shoresh of those four Yesodot of everything in this world. Shehem Klale Kol Shorshe Nefashot Kol Abruim HaTachtonim. they are in general the root of all the bru'im down below, which means in the worlds that the human being is able to fathom. Shekol ha'alfei ribuyei minei hachayot, that all the different types of animals all over the world, shoresh nafshotam mishtalshel min penei aryeh shebamerkava, all the non-domestic animals in the world, all the different species and different kinds, their shoresh is traced all the way up to the penei aryeh shebamerkava, to the face of the lion which is on the merkava. Venafshot kol minei habehemot mishtalshelim mipenei hashor. And all the domestic animals, like the sheep, right, cattle, the bull, the ox, the cow, all these, where is the shoresh of their neshama, of their, not neshama, but their chiyut, their nefesh, comes from where? Goes, again, this chain-like, we skipped a lot of levels when we spoke in general, when we said these four, right? But you trace it all the way back to the penei shor sheba merkava, the face of the bull on the merkava. Veshel kol minei haofot mipenei nesher, all the different birds in the world, the shoresh of their chiyut comes from the eagle-like feature on the merkava. Kmo shekat... אז זה או מהחיות או מהבהמות, זה שורשם אותו דבר. זה אותו דבר. Yeah, if you expect me to explain this right now, אנחנו... One is domestic and one non-domestic. Right, that's why I said, chaya. What's the difference in Hebrew between chaya and behema? Chaya is the non-domestic, the wild animals, right? That's what I mean by non-domestic. And behema, right? Behema, they're more inside. Behema is the domestic animals. So one, the domestic is from the shol, right? Because it's domestic animal. And the chayot from the aryeh, from the lion. וכמו שכתוב בזוהר פנחס, רזה דקורבנין, פני שור התפשט לבעירי רוחה. He just quotes short, כדרכו בקודש, from the Zohar HaKadosh, the secret of korbanot, of bringing a korban in the Beit HaMikdash. What you're doing for that animal is something so holy, is something so sublime, you're bringing it back to its roots. Bekitzur. That's what the Zohar says. So it's as if that the nefesh of that behemah that was brought as a korban becomes very much now attached and connected to one of the dmuyot on the merkava. Raza de korbenin. This is the secret of the sacrifices as is stated in the Zohar HaKadosh. Again, all these are things that we don't understand, but we're just saying them. Velachen bechol echad molech alehem oto amin. He says that's why in each one of those four, that particular one, which is on the Merkava, is the king of all that group. Shetzurato ushmo hu ketzurat veshem hapanim sheba Merkava, because he's the face, he's like the face of that species, of that category. It's the face that is on the Merkava. Kemo she'amru chazal, like the Gemara says in Masechet Chagiga, Daf Yud Gimel, Aryeh melech b'chayot. The Aryeh is the king of all animals. Right? Lion king. The king of all animals is the lion. Where does he get the gold to be the king? Who gave him this melucha? Who was mamlich de aryeh? It's in the shoresh abriya. HaKadosh Baruch Hu put it into the root of creation, and it goes all the way up to the sublime and spiritual worlds that are the root of the chiyut of the animals. Venefesh ha'adam u'mipenei ha'adam. And the shoresh of nefesh ha'adam, of the human being, traces all the way back to the Adam sheba merkava, which I think there's a masoret that we have, that it's the penei Adam sheba merkava looks somehow like Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu is dmut sheba merkava. Lachen ha'adam mitga'e al kulam. Now that's why Adam, in the original state of being, the human being is mitga'eh. Here he doesn't mean it in a negative connotation. Mitga'eh means is the ruler of all beings, which means even of the animals. You know, who is the trainer of the lion? The lion doesn't train the human. The human trains the lion. So we could see a picture of the dominance of the human being even today. Even today when it's not really the way it was originally. The way it was originally when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world is that when Adam walked around, all the animals sat quietly and were scared. I don't know if we have that today. Of course, there were big tzaddikim, big kedoshe elyon that had that. They say about Rabbi Yaakov Abuchatzira. They say about these great tzaddikim that, you know, they were able to, just with a look, to tame wild animals, to tame lions, to something unbelievable. Because that's the Shoresh HaBriya. That's the way the world is supposed to be. Urdubam. That we have to have rediya. We're able to be rode. Rode means to dominate and to control and to govern all the animals. But because the Tzelem Elokim today is very, very blurry, it's not as clear as it used to be, so it looks like it's the opposite. You know, we see a lion on the street, we're going to be running away. It's not the way it's supposed to be. Originally, it's supposed to be the lion runs away. But it's our fault, to say the least. Lachen ha'adam mitga'e al kulam. Therefore, the Adam dominates all of them. Ki cheni karam uchlalam shel kol adalet pnei ha'merkava u'pnei adam. Because in essence, all the pnei ha'merkava, all the four images on the merkava, look like a human being, actually. Kemo shekatuv, as it says in Yechezkel, u'mitocha demut arba chayot veze mar'ehen demut adam lahena. As we quoted before, ve'ayen baze bezoar yitro adam kalil kulhu. The Zohar says this. Ubeparashat tazriya aktiv udmut penehem. Ubeparashat bamidbar udmut penehem. Ve'ayen zoar chadash yitro. I mean, the tremendous bekiut of Chaim Volozhin zechutot hagen alenu in the kitvei, you know, in the Zohar and the kitvei Ari is mind boggling. I mean, he didn't do this with a computer. It was just he knew all the Zohar by heart. So could you imagine Shas, what he had? He had in his hand. V'shoresh shorsho shel ha'adam u'me'adam she'al ha'kiseh v'shorsham v'chiyutam shel ha'dalet chayot. So now, and what about the root of the chiyut of those four animals, those four living beings that are on the Merkava? Hu me'olam she'alehem is from the world that's above them. V'chen ad le'ela u'le'ela. He's very much mekatzer, but everything, the higher you go, the more sublime, the more delicate is the spiritual power, which is the neshama of that which is below it. Ve'ayen zohar yitro, tana beraza ila'a arba chevan it, de'in hu lego, ve'in hu kadma'e atikin de'atika kadisha, tana kegavna dile'ela, it letata minayu, vechem bekul hu almin, kul hu achidan da beda veda beda. Again, he quotes the Zohar that shows how everything is connected, one to the one above it, one to the one above it. Ubiraya mehemna ve'itchevan de sacharan de kurseya de bria ve'itchevan de itzira ve'idaletchevan de arba yesodot. In each level, in each different spiritual world, there is the shoresh of the four that we just mentioned. Now ve'ayen etz chayim ve'shoresh kol ha'shorashim dilhu hu medalet otiyot shem havaya baruchu. And here he says the root of all these four kochot, all the way, trace themselves back, get their chiyut, get their livelihood from the four letters of the name of Hashem. That's what you find many times in the Sfarim, that the four yesodot of Esh, Ruach, Mayim, Afar is keneged the four letters of Havaya. So it's in a chain-like sequence. If you go all the way up, the shoresh of everything, which is four, are the four letters of Yudke Vavke. Yudke Vavke is symbolizes the Eser Sfirot, symbolizes the four Olamot of Abia, symbolizes the four Achayot al Amirkava, symbolize the four elements. The four is a very, very important number in the Torah, and it goes all the way back to the name of Hashem. Vehem Ashorashin Kadmain Razadim Hemnuta. That is the origin of all origins. Razadim Hemnuta, the secret of Emuna. He's alluding here to something that only the neshama of the Yehudim is able to understand. By the Goyim, by the Umot HaOlam, there is a limit to how much they're willing to accept. Whatever they can fathom, whatever they're able to understand and to imagine. But there is Razadim Hemnuta. There's something that is beyond and beyond what we are able to understand, and that is the Otiyot HaKodesh of Yudke Vavke, Avahan de Kulu Almin, the Father of all worlds. That's talking about in Klaliyut, in general. Vechen Pirtei HaKochot VeAminim Kulam, in details also, which means in each separate, you know, let's talk about, for example, in each separate species, in the world of the domestic animals, in the world of the non-domestic. In each one bepratiyut, lechol echad yesh shoresh, veshoresh lashoresh, lemala mala. Each prat in this world, not only klaliut. Klaliut means anything that's esh, anything that's ruach, and it's maim, the shoresh goes to the four chayot. Okay, that's talking in general. But in between, there's millions and millions and millions of shorashim, of roots. Because each and everything in this world, each blade of grass in this world has a shoresh chiyut that's right above it, has a spiritual power that's giving it the koach to stay alive. That's actually a statement in Chazal, well-known statement. Kema'amaram bereshit rabba, en lecha kol esev ve'esev, she'en lo mazal barakia, she'make oto ve'omer lo gedal. You don't have a plant that does not have a mazal barakia. Mazal can be synonymous with malach. In other places, this ma'amar uses the word malach. It has an angel. Again, angel means a spiritual power that gives it its chiyut and allows for it to grow. Shene'emar, as Hashem told Iyov, hayadata chukot shamayim. Hashem told, when Iyov was questioning HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem told him, do you even know the chukot shamayim? Do you know the laws of heaven and earth? Do you know what goes on even? Do you know how this world is made? That you're even asking these questions? It's comical to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yoshev b'shamayim Yitzchak, Hashem ila'ag lamo, when a human being, with all his frailties, with all his flaws, with all his fragilities and everything, he questions Hashem. I don't get. Right? If we think about it just for a second, you know when is the best, where the best place to think about this is? When you're on a plane. You're on a plane and you're going all the way up, and all of a sudden, everybody looks like ants. And then they even disappear. That's how small they become. So then you start thinking to yourself, Ribono shel Olam, I mean, sach hakol, we're in the clouds. How high is that already? That's not much. Right? So imagine HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Yoshev Bashamayim, and he's hearing the complaints of a human being. And yet he tends to him. And yet HaKadosh Baruch Hu cares and pays attention and listens to his needs. When a Jew or a human being complains, right? Hashem listens. It's comical. That's the truth. It's because what do we understand from anything, right? Aval HaKadosh Baruch Hu is interested. Oh, it's like, okay, no problem. Well, I'll take care of you. I'll take it. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Av Rahman, Rahman al kol Rahmanim. But if you think about it, if we hear these words, Hashem is asking Yov, hayadata chukot shamayim. Do you know the chukot shamayim? Ve'ayen zohar truma u'beparashat kedoshim ha'inyan be'orech tzad ki oto ha'kochav ve'amazal. That koach, that mazal that we said that each esev, that each plant has, hu pnimiyut nafsho v'chiyuto v'shorsho shel oto ha'tzemech. It's like, it's the nefesh of that tzemach, of that plant. Shemimenu mekabel koach ha'tzmicha, shehi nafsho kayadua. V'shoresh v'nefesh oto kachav, and that malach that gives the grass the ability to grow, ve'amazal, hu ha'malach ha'memune alav. He's the appointed malach on that particular tzemach, shemimenu mekabel hakochav koach hatzmicha leatzmiach ulegadel oto hatzemach kemo shekatuv v'zohar. Ve'alahu kochava memanachad v'shoresh v'nefesh hamalach u'me'akoach v'olam ha'elyon. Each malach has a malach above it. Each koach has a koach elyon above it, giving it a power. Ve'lachen, he says, mashbi'im et hamalachim b'shemot. Therefore, that's why there is an ability, there is a possibility to be mashbia a malach, to put a malach under oath. You hear that? Imagine we had that possibility, right? To take a malach by his neck and say, listen, you're under oath now to do this and this. I'm changing your course of history right now. That only the great tzaddikim, they were able to know based on the shemot of the malachim. The shemot of the malachim, the names of the malachim, are the shoresh of that malach. As we just said over here, each malach also has something that is above it, more sublime than it, giving it its neshama and its being, its ability to exist. That's called the shem of that malach. The shoresh, the neshama of the malach, is called the name of that malach. So when a person is able to come in contact with those names and to have an idea of what he's doing, it's not such a good idea. It's like, don't do this at home, you know, those things. It's not something to play around with. That's called Kabbalah Ma'asit. That's called actual Kabbalah, which many tzaddikim had that power. They were tzaddikim that lived till our time, had that power, but it was only, you know, bitchilu uchimu, and they did not like to abuse it. Ki oto Hashem hu nafsho v'chiyuto unehor adile shel oto ha-malach. That name of the malach is the nefesh, is the chiyut, is the light of that particular malach beha'olam. V'akuach she'alav she'me'iro u'mikayemo. That gives it light and gives it kiyum. V'ayin zo'a kol ilen malachin kadishin del'ela la'kayamin ve'layachnin emekam bar b'nehor ha'ila'a. All those great and sublime malachim, akdoshim, are not able to exist without the light that is above them, that gives them. When we say light, we don't mean the physical light. We use the word light in a borrowed way, because light is the most, you know, spiritual thing that a human being can imagine, that is, you know, close to our, you know, mind. When we, what is the something that's, you know, most sublime? That's light. So when we're talking about kochot ha-nefesh, kochot that come and give life to malachim, so we use the word nehora. The naharlon v'kayamlon v'ipasak minayu nehora dil'ela layachlin lemekam. If that light stops, they're not able to exist. V'ayen etz chayim v'akdamat harachu b'shar shemot shehamalachim hem bechinat kelim v'hashemot hem ha'atzmut shelahem. Because the malach himself is like a vessel, and the name of the malach is the atzmut, is the essence of that malach. Just like by us, just like our guf, our body is a vessel, is a kli, it contains the neshama. The neshama is the atzmut haguf. The neshama is the essence of our being, is what gives us life. So the same thing by the malach. The malach is a kli, which he has a light in him that is given to him from on high in order to be able to exist. So that light gives the particular task to that malach, what he's supposed to do, kineshama shemanheget aguf, v'chen al ze aderech ad le'ela le'ela. V'chen be'inyan ha'neshamot shebechol olam, kol neshama shorsha u'mekor chiyuta mibchinat ha'neshama shel ha'olam she'aleha, shehi na'aset v'nikret etzla neshama le'neshama. V'chen kulam. So the guf has a nefesh, the nefesh has the ruach has a neshama, the neshama has neshama de neshama, and on, each step that you go higher is something more sublime, which is giving a hashpa'a of koach to that which is below. Where does all this come from? Everything, all these levels that we're talking about, where does it come from? Who's the first one? Vehu yitbarach shemo. Now we understand what it means. Elokim ba'al hakochot kulam. That's what he began the perek with. Hu yitbarach shemo, hu ha'elokim ba'al hakochot kulam. Shehu nishmat vechiyut veshoresh ha-shorashim shel ha-kochot kulam. Kemo shekatu ve'ata mechayet kulam kol rega mamash. Ve'lachen ikra hu yitbarach nishmeta dechol nishmatin. Ve'ikara veshorsha dechol almin. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is called the neshama, the soul of all souls. What does that mean? It does, Rabbi Chaim Lozhin here is not just saying that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is way up there, all the way up, and he supplies the chiyut for what's right down below, and then it's a chain reaction. So that sort of has a connotation of some disconnect between, let's say, us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because we're way down on the chain, right? We're all the way down below. We have something sublime that gives us the koach, but that's dependent on the one above it, and the one above it, and the one above it, all the way to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's what we have to know. Hashem hu ha-elokim. Elokim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is the source of all the kochot, and he is the one that is streaming through energy throughout all the way to the lowest of the low, which means even the lowest creature is touched by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is being given shoresh neshama chiyut v'shefa chiyut from HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. Yes, he created it created the world in a way which seems, in our perspective, mitzidenu, that there is a chain reaction. But the truth of the matter is, it's all Havaya Baruch Hu. It's all HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's all his energy. There's nothing besides him. Everything that exists is all because he is giving it existence. But he made it, he created in a way that he gives this existence to give this existence to give this existence. But all the common denominator that is streaming through all the beings from all the way above to all the way down below is Ve'ata Mechayet Kulam, is the life that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is constantly giving us every minute and every second. So that is the Pirush of Elohim. And he's going to go deeper into this in Perek Yud Aleph, talking about what does it mean that Hashem created the world with his Dibur, that Hashem created the world with his sayings. So these sayings, were they a one-time saying that he said, Yehi O, and then O continued ever since? Is that how it is? Or Dibur of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is something much more tangible than that, is something much, much more everlasting than that? How do we understand this inyan of Dibur? That's going to be in Perek Yud Aleph. So we'll stop here. Rabbi Chanan Eben HaKashe Omer, Ratzah HaKadosh Baruch Hu lezakot et Yisrael, lefichach yirba lahem Torah mitzvot, sheneemar, Adonai chafetz l'man tzidko, yagdil Torah v'yadir.